Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Money in sports. It's one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown with ESPN is we talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports. There's all kinds of cool questions, so this is a fun topic for me.
The country is finally deeply getting the memo about how amazing this sport is. I think the sky's the limit for MLS.
Increasingly, we're spending more and more of our time in a digital world, and it's also becoming a really powerful place for commerce.
It is so nice to be back and to be able to have fans back in the building. So despite the chaotic schedule, this is why we do what we do.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr, along with my special guest host for today, Damian Sassauer. How are you, man?
I'm well, man. Thanks for having me, as always.
This is a very serious topic we got to start out with, but it has to be talked about. As we all know, there has been a horrific elementary school shooting where 19 students and two adults were killed, and it happened in Uvalde, Texas. The 18-year-old suspected gunman was also shot and killed. I bring this up because Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, he was extremely emotional about what happened. Now, you have to keep in mind, Steve Kerr's dad, Damian, was killed about four decades ago. Someone shot him, and he later died. Let's play how Steve Kerr reacted when the shooting came about as he was giving a press conference before reporters.
I'm not going to talk about basketball. Nothing's happened with our team in the last 6 hours. We're going to start the same way tonight. Any basketball questions don't matter. Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here, and a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8. Which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister or brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. You realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check. 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington, who refused to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Boy, that's an emotional Steve Kerr. And he said it himself right there, Damian. The game didn't mean a damn thing after what happened in that horrific shooting.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I mean, you mentioned it earlier. Kerr's emotion runs deep. You know, I mean, you look back to 1984 when his father, Malcolm, was shot and killed by terrorists outside of the American University of Beirut in Lebanon. And so, you know, he's been outspoken about this topic for some time. And I applaud him. I mean, using the podium as a medium to deliver a message that is just so very important to him personally and to us as Americans. I mean, kudos to Steve Kerr. And, you know, Jason Kidd came in right over the top, did exactly the same thing before the game. So so it's a very serious issue, obviously. And I applaud him for calling attention to it.
And other sports community members also spoke about it. LeBron James, he's extremely angry about the shooting. I know it's hard to continue on to talk about other things, but this has to be highlighted. And like you said, kudos to Steve Kerr for bringing this out. How long does this have to go before something is done? I just shake my head. I have nothing else to say. It's like, but he said the one thing, and he's right. We can't get numb to this. And yeah.
Michael, I mean, geopolitics is kind of weaving its way through, you know, a lot of the, you know, the things that we're covering in sports, you know, and you look no further than, you know, the sale of Chelsea, you know, to Todd Boehly and the right. Dodgers, you know, right. Roman Abramovich. I mean, that's all due to the war in Ukraine. Right. So, right. I mean, you know, these are real, you know, it's permeating into everything we do and everything that is sports. So, you know, these are serious issues. And again, you know, it forces us to kind of recalculate and rethink about, you know, just where does sports sit within the socioeconomic framework of the world today?
If it's a little hard for me to talk today, I apologize, everybody, but there's so much emotion involved here. And
the countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Since you brought up Chelsea, by the way, the British government, they cleared the sale of Chelsea, the Premier League soccer team, but they had to make one major concession, and that was that it will involve the U.S. group led by Los Angeles Dodgers co-owner Todd Boehly and the private equity firm Clearlake. They had to assure that none of the proceeds from the $3.1 billion sale would go to the club's Russian owner, Roman Abramovich.
That's right. And by proceeds, we're talking about $3.1 billion worth of proceeds, right, Michael? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's a lot of money. And so, you know, clearly that was, you know, that was a key element here, making sure that, you know, the man is sanctioned. You know, he's part of Putin's cadre. And, you know, that you know, they got to make sure that the monies aren't going to, you know, flow to Russia to help them continue to wage war on the people of Ukraine. And so, you know, however they got that done, I don't really know. And again, there was a lot of stuff going on around this sale. You know, you had Serena Williams at one point mm-hmm. mentioned, you had, you know, there's a lot of things going on, Swiss billionaires and anonymous offshore trusts and what have you. So it's going to be very interesting, you know, just to kind of see where this all shakes out. I think there's still a lot more drama to come.
Let's talk about the NFL, and they are revamping the Rooney Rule. This time they're going to include quarterback coaches in the revamping, Damian.
Yeah, no, I mean, and absolutely critical, right? Because, you know, most offensive coordinators, most head coaches, you know, they come up, they begin as quarterback coaches, right? It's one of the key positions, you know, in the offense. I mean, it is the key position, really. So, you know, so obviously this was not unexpected. I think this is, you know, kind of due. I think really what it says now is that, you know, each NFL team is required to interview at least one minority or female candidate, you know, for a quarterback's coach. Right. So right. I think that's the rule. And you know, look, I mean, you know, I think there's a few other changes that were made, you know, one of which was to the Pro Bowl, right? You know, they might actually be doing away with the actual Pro Bowl.
Oh, Michael, gosh. You know? Let's talk about that with the Pro Bowl.
I mean, let's be clear. I mean, you know, it's been going on since 1938, you know, but with injuries and COVID and, you know, just the fact that, you know, a lot of the top players are still playing in the playoffs at that point in time, it's just gotten to be, you know, it's lost its luster. But, you know, what's interesting around the Pro Bowl is they've got the quarterbacks competition and skills competitions and all sorts of different things that draw a ton of viewership. So, you know, how do you kind of have the Pro Bowl without having the Pro Bowl? We'll see. But, you know, I mean, you and I have some ideas.
Maybe you can have the punt, pass, and kick event. Remember that? When they used to have that in the old Monday Night Football, man.
And, it was awesome, man.
A young John Elway came out, man. It's like, who knew later on he was going to be part of it? But listen, the Pro Bowl has gotten a lot of flack because listen, people are used to the NFL and they used to, now, hard hits. No, we don't want to see anybody injured or anything like that. But we're used to tackling. And, you know, the Pro Bowl lately, you know, especially when they used to have it in Hawaii, I'm like, oh, man, why am I watching this? And everybody's laughing and everybody's giggling, man. And it's like, okay, that's nice. How's your mom? No, we don't want to see that. I would like to go back to something you said earlier off mic, and it's right. I think you said it too. Have a golf tournament around it. You know,
yeah, have a pro-am. Exactly. I mean, and by the way, you know, just like they do with the match with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, people will, you know, the sports betting community will love that. They'll eat that right up, you know? So it could be a very interesting thing. But look, I mean, the one thing you can't argue about the Pro Bowl, I mean, it used to be a junket for NFL players to go to Honolulu, right?
Yeah.
And now I think what it's really become for me is, you know, it generates a lot of money for the community, right? Now that it's moving around from city to city. So, you know, they still need to kind of live up to their promise to some of these cities that are planning for it, you know, into the future. And I think to that end, you know, they announced that Indianapolis is granted hosting rights for the combines in 23 and 24. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of that goes on around these NFL meetings. And some of that came out as well.
You know what? Remember the old superstars? And they used to, you would take the athletes from different sports and then they would play in different competitions. Like you had the obstacle course and then you had bowling and then you had tabletop tennis. I mean, you had all this going on. I'd like to see that, you know, just make it the football.
I'd love that. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see him play beer pong.
This has been the Bloomberg.
I pay money to see that.
I would. We should play some beer pong now. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with my man, Damian Sassauer. Thank you so much. By the way, where can we find your Twitter handle?
That would be at D Sassauer. That's my Twitter handle. Come take a visit.
You can catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.